Look, better late than never, as they say in the classics, but isn't it wonderful to see those elite cyclists spinning around town, because it means the Road Nationals are here. And today, folks, thanks to Oz Cycling, they all get underway. And you know the cycling's in town when you start hearing this guy's voice around the streets and on the telly. It's the voice of cycling in Australia, Mr. Matthew Keenan. G'day, Matt.
Hey, g'day, Brett. Good to be back in Ballarat. And you're right, better late than never. And it all kicks off today with the time trials out at Federation Uni.
Did you at one stage, Matt, think, no way, this is not going to happen?
Oh, I've been thinking that about a lot of things for the last 12 months. But with the way it's been handled in Australia, COVID, by comparison to Europe, which obviously I paid really close attention to, I was confident we were going to get the national championships on the road.
Mm.
But, you know, some of the border closes that we've had over the last couple of months, New South Wales is locked off for a little while. That prevented people from going to Adelaide. We've had the case in Western Australia, so there was some question mark over Western Australians getting here. But the good news is the Australians who are in Australia are in Ballarat and they'll be racing.
There was some question marks, Matt, about Luke Durbridge, an absolute champion, not getting into Victoria from WA. Have you got an update on that one for us?
Well, I did a piece last night with John Trevorrow, who's a four-time Australian road champion, and he said, at the end of that, I've got to go. I'm off to pick up Luke Durbridge. I'm then taking him to Heidelberg before driving him up to Ballarat in the morning. So Luke Durbridge, the defending champion in the time trial, will be here.
That is great news. How did he get in? How come he doesn't have to quarantine, do you know?
I'm not sure. He might have been... I'm not sure whether he was outside the zone or whether he stayed in Adelaide. I need to get the full story, actually, and you've just given me some homework to do.
Sorry about that, Matt. I want to talk about Ballarat's Liam White in just a moment, but first of all, I want to ask you about what a COVID road Nats looks like. What sort of things are you seeing? What can the fans expect?
Well, there'll be less people on Mount Buninyong on the weekend because it's ticketed, so there's a restricted amount of people that can go up there. So it won't look as dramatic on TV as it traditionally does, but for the people who are there, it's going to be an even better experience because they'll be able to get, you know, a little closer to the action. They won't have to go onto the road and peer across other spectators and so on. They'll be able to see the action all fairly clearly. And then in terms of from a rider perspective, what it has meant is there's quite a few of the Australian elite cyclists, some of our best, who have stayed in Europe. They've decided not to come home because they didn't want to come home and do the 2 weeks of quarantine. But we've still got Cameron Meyer here as the defending champion.
Mm.
Sarah Gigante is back defending her title in the time trial. She won the road race the year prior to that. We've still got a lot of the people that would have been the favourites anyway, but the racing's going to be less controlled because there won't be the complete ensemble from Bike Exchange, for example, our biggest team, formerly known as Mitchelton Scott. There's going to be more teams that race on the domestic circuit, guys like Liam White and his brother Nicholas White from Ballarat, who'll be thinking, this year I'm a chance. So I think we're going to see some more aggressive racing.
Yeah, okay. So in a weird sort of way, it makes the event even more exciting, Matt.
It does, because it opens it up to, instead of a whole bunch of people on the start line thinking, I'm going to see how long I can survive and I'm going to aim to finish top 20 or top 10, those people that are normally riding conservative race with that type of mentality will be thinking, I'm a chance to win.
Mm.
So how do I go about doing that? I really think it does open it up a lot more.
Yeah, before I had a chat to you today, I thought maybe Matt Keenan would be feeling this was perhaps a bit of a second-rate event, maybe not really worth having because of who's missing, but from what I'm hearing, that's not the case at all, Matt.
No, it's not, and let's take a look at what happened over in Adelaide last week. The Tour Down Under wasn't on. Normally the first big world tour race, the top division of the sport, the big race to kick the season off.
Mm.
That didn't happen. So they had a National Road Series level race. But Richie Porte was there, who was third at the Tour de France last year. And then we saw the emergence of a guy called Luke Plapp, who's just 20 years of age. He finished second behind Richie up Wollunga Hill. He finished second overall. He won one of the stages. And now he's got five or six of the world's biggest teams trying to find out what his phone number is and his email address so they can get in contact with him because they want to sign him up. So we are still seeing the best of Australian cycling, in many respects, the best of the next generation. And Luke Plapp, that's a name to remember.
Okay, pop that one down, folks. Matt Keenan mentioned that name. Another name I want to mention to you, Matt, and I know you rate this young athlete so highly, Sarah Gigante. Is that how you pronounce her surname?
It is. So it translates from Italian into English as basically Sarah Giant. And she is a giant prospect. for Australian cycling, and I think she's the most exciting 20-year-old we've had since, on the road at least, since Cadel Evans made the transition from mountain biking to road cycling.
That's a big call, Matt Keenan.
I know it's a big call, and I've even told Cadel. So he's doing his homework. And she's got a lot of similarities to Cadel in that she trains on the same road. She actually, a lot of her training rides go past the house of Cadel Evans' mum out in Arthur's Creek.
Right.
She rides the same brand bike Cadel was at that age.
Yeah.
She rides the same club races in the, with the same local clubs in Melbourne as what Cadel did. And she is an enormous talent. She, if she doesn't get selected for the Tokyo Olympics, the selectors have made a mistake because she is a genuine chance to get a medal in Tokyo,
wow,
provided they go ahead.
There we go. Remember the surname, folks. Sarah Giant, we'll call her from this point on.
<That's it.
laughs> I like it.
She's enormous.
Now, Ballarat's Liam White, he busted his shoulder blade not that long ago, but he's still competing, Matt. Is that madness?
No, it's not, because Liam White, I've seen his garage set up. He's been doing quite a few e-racing events on the Zwift platform. Him and his brother are locked together on the home trainers in their garage, and they've got a whippersnipper that is just hovering above their head. And you get the impression that if things don't go well, the whippersnipper might give them a clipping. So I think Liam's going fine. And if he tells you he's unfit and hasn't been training,
yep,
I think he's in good form, because I don't believe him for a second.
Smoke and mirrors from Liam White. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, absolutely. I've never met an elite athlete that said, yeah, I've been doing heaps of training. They're always trying to provide a little bit of a hedge in their bet. Oh, I'm underdone. I've been sick. I got injured. Yeah, sure, he has had a broken bone. He has been injured. But he has been training the house down in that garage, and I think he'll do something this week.
Like your inside mail. I'm speaking to the voice of cycling, SBS commentator Matt Keenan. Matt, the big race will be on the telly again on Sunday, and in fact a global audience this time around.
Yeah, a huge announcement for Ballarat and for Australian cycling is that in addition to this race being on SBS, it will also be on a network called GCN, which is the Global Cycling Network. Most cyclists have got that app on their phone. They can watch live races from all over the world.
Mm.
And it's a business that's part of Eurosport. It's owned by Discovery Channel. And it takes us right across the English-speaking world. This will be the biggest audience we've ever had for the road names.
That is fantastic. So you roll in SBS, Fox and the Global Cycling Network, and that's a lot of eyeballs.
It is. And hopefully there's plenty of people as a result of that that then come to Ballarat for a visit. We'll be rolling in some ads about Sovereign Hill, etc., and plenty of the other attractions here in Ballarat. And, you know, in those inevitable moments where there's not much happening in Ballarat, I'll be talking it up and telling everybody why they should come and visit.
Good on you, Matt Keenan. The check's in the mail. You're a great ambassador. Matt, just before I let you go today, I want to talk about Friday's weather for the Criterium. Just reading it here, rain up to 25 mils and storms. Is that a concern for the athletes?
Yep. Very much so.
Mm.
And particularly when it says, you know, rain morning and afternoon.
Yeah, it does.
That's the Bureau hedging its bets, basically rain all day long.
Yeah, yeah.
We saw rain in that Criterium last year, and it had a bit of an impact in terms of crashes on the bottom corner. I hope whatever rain falls early and falls in the morning, and that it's dry by the time we get to mid-afternoon and the Criterium racing gets started, because you know, that is a little scary as a cyclist on that course in the wet.
Oh, yeah. What are the rules? If it buckets down, do they delay or call the race off?
There's no hard and fast rule, but it's an outdoor sport. They still race in the rain, and we see events in Europe where they race through the snow. So I think the racing will still go ahead.
Yeah, good point. Well, Matt Keenan, we love your work as the voice of cycling. We love the way you promote Ballarat. Great to talk to you on Ballarat today. Great calling during the week.
Thanks. It's good to be back.